Colonel Beaver, Reel 6,
was a regular soldier who had won an MC in World War I and had studied irregular warfare in the pre-war period when he was head of MIR, a department bracket military intelligence research, which was set up to study irregular warfare. A highly intelligent man, a good linguist, who had helped the Poles from 1939, immediately before the war, in establishing their own underground army, and had later been in command of an irregular unit called the, quote, independent companies, unquote, in the Norwegian campaign. He was constantly criticized by old friends for taking on an irregular job which would never lead to anything. However, although we did not clearly perceive at that time how things would develop, our most serious and intelligent opponent was the chief of the air staff, Sir Charles Portal. After the fall of France, a theory developed and was naturally supported by the Air Ministry that it was possible for the UK to win the war by bombing alone. So the Air Ministry naturally opposed attempts by any other service or organization to put forward competing requirements for aircraft which could be used for bombing purposes. Portal was probably the most intelligent of all the members of the Chiefs of Staff Committee, f- from the date he was appointed. And his attitude was naturally reflected in all the senior RAF officers with whom we had to deal.
Did you actually meet Bartol?
No, I never did.
Were there other individuals with whom you had problems?
Inside the armed services, we had special problems with the Prime Minister himself, so long as Dr. Dalton was our minister, as the PM disliked the socialist intellectual. There was something else passed through my mind.
Did you come into personal contact with Dalton?
No, because he ceased to be minister before I returned from Lisbon. In addition, of course, SOE was in constant friction with the Foreign Office, both at the top level in London and with ambassadors in various countries, in various neutral countries.
What was the nature of the friction?
As an example, in my own case, during my period in Lisbon, I was considered an embarrassment to our ambassador because I was preparing for a British contribution in the event of an enemy invasion of Spain and Portugal, which of course was contrary to the implications of an active alliance which was at the same time being studied on an official level between the war departments of the two governments. The same type of of friction or malaise, was experienced in other neutral countries, which were in the path of a possible enemy invasion. Going back to our relations with the armed services, we did, of course, have constant daily relations in many ways. On the directing committee of SOE, there was a general, an admiral, and an air marshal. Who usually had a critical attitude towards this irregular organization. Probably the most serious friction occurred on the subject of SOE demands for aircraft, which were from time to time addressed to the Chiefs of Staff Committee, where the Chief of the Air Staff always opposed them, always opposed the SOE request, as already mentioned, and it was only in 43/44, that two original and innovative figures on the Anglo-American side found a solution. Starting with in the Mediterranean, where after the surrender of Italy, the Allies had air bases and completely dominated the enemy air force. The solution, of course, was to use for supply dropping purposes aircraft which were of no interest for the bombing campaign, and